It's a winter wonderland out there.
That sounds like a good song, I know.
Happy holidays to everybody. We're getting revved up for 2019. Of course, many people listen to the Carolina Outdoors via podcast. We invite you to do that, too. Wherever you subscribe to your podcast, clue into the Outdoor Guys or just type in Carolina Outdoors. We'll pop right up, and you can also access us via the website at jessebrowns.com. Head over to Hookup. You'll see podcasts there. We have all four segments of each week's broadcast broken down for your listening pleasure. Also, of course, available early on a Saturday morning via the airwaves of News 1110 WBT as we blast up and down the Eastern Seaboard early on Saturday mornings. One of our favorite contacts to call in and learn a little bit about during Winter Wonderland. And it's not a winter wonderland everywhere, but it definitely is a winter wonderland right now atop of Sugar Mountain. And we're going to go to Sugar Mountain Resort with our friend Kimberly Yokel to find out about the snow and all the things to do, and not too far a drive from Charlotte. Kim, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Bill, thank you so much for having me again.
Well, it's always great to have you, especially when we don't have snow down here, and many people don't want to have snow down here. It's wonderful to talk to somebody who wants snow all of the time. And Kim, you got snow early this season.
We did. We actually we opened on November 11th this year, and we've sort of had snowstorm after snowstorm. Well, a storm. We've had some rainstorms, but we've also had, you know, sleet storms. But most importantly, we've had snowstorms, and all of these have been rolling in probably every other week since November. We got a huge snowstorm of 2 feet about 3 weeks ago, and then another little storm of 2 and 5 inches here and there. So conditions are fantastic at Sugar. There's even snow around the area, you know, just not on the ski slopes. It's in the woods. It's down in Banner Elk. It's part of the community right now. It's really pretty, perfect for winter and perfect for Christmas and the new year.
Well, I hate to even do this, but I'm going to ask you the business side of things, because when snow starts that early, November 11th, you opened up for business. How do you do that? Because not only do you have to get all the people lined up and all the equipment kicked into gear, but transportation's a big deal when you're trying to come up to a top of a snow blanketed mountain like that. How do you get all of those things kicked into gear when the snow starts early and continues pouring in on you like that?
Well, you know, obviously it's a community effort. The state and the DOT, you know, it's their job to keep the roads clear, whether it's the summer or the winter, and they do a good job. Fortunately, forecasting is better than it used to be. It's not terrific, but it is better than it used to be. So it's a planning process, of course, and that's our business. So we're on the phone, we're communicating, we're planning for it. It's part of business, as you mentioned.
Well, I know one reason that you had all of this natural snow and all of this snow early, and it is because a couple of years ago you did some a few upgrades and had new snow machines or snow making machines come in. So isn't that the way it works? When you have new machines like that, then nature does its thing, and you don't have to turn on the machines as frequently, the snow making machines. Is that right?
Well, no, not necessarily, because, you know, there's always a warm spell looming. There's always a rainstorm looming. So the additional equipment, whether it's, the increase of our water storage areas or upgrading the piping to move the water up the mountain or the actual snow machines themselves, is our infrastructure. And that's part of, you know, every day we'll make snow if it's cold enough, because we know in the future it's not necessarily always going to snow and be cold. So the technology has allowed us to make snow quicker and faster. It's automated, but of course you still need those temperatures. You still need the right weather. So we're never really cutting back, because we get, you know, snowstorms or we have a decent base. We may cut back in February, but, you know, December, January, we're still full force with snowmaking whenever we possibly can.
Well, that's certainly exciting to hear, and I do hope that snowstorm or winter storm Diego started y'all off right. I know I read an article, and I think even heard a news report that all of that snow amounted to, I don't know how much free advertising, but for the resorts and for the different ski slopes. So that's exciting. And one of my New Year's resolutions is to get up to Sugar. It's been a few years, so I hope to see you in 2019.
Yeah, and please do come, because if you haven't been for a few years, as Bill mentioned, we have made an incredible amount of infrastructure upgrades and additions. For example, we have our 6-passenger high-speed lift that takes you from the base to the summit in literally 4 to 5 minutes. We've built a new trail, Gunter's Way, which expanded the mountain significantly. It now is, it's moved the terrain over so that everything is spaced out more. The flow of traffic is much more fun, if I don't know, I have a better word, but you're waiting in the lift lines less, if you're waiting at all, because of the flow that we've got. We added another lift, the Gunter's Way lift, over on the west side of the mountain. So there's a huge change for the better, of course. So please come if you have, if you've experienced Sugar in the past. Hopefully you've had a wonderful experience, but now and into the future, we've revolutionized things quite a bit. So hopefully all of those who do come will be pleasantly surprised and have an even more enjoyable time.
Kimberly Yokel is our guest. Of course, Kim, you are a competitive skier, have been a competitive skier, all of those sorts of things. And we can't help but talk to you about skiing and snowboarding whenever we're talking about Sugar. But through your career, Sugar Mountain has changed in many ways, and some of it have been the entertainment and amenities, not just for the hardcore skier or snowboarder or snow lover. Will you talk to us about the music, the food, and the things that a non-skier or a non-snow bunny can enjoy at Sugar Mountain?
Yeah, sure. And we always welcome the snow bunny. I not only do I want to ski well, but I want to look well, too. So I can appreciate and sympathize certainly with all of those ladies out there that want to look pretty. But we've added, over the years, we've added snowshoeing, we've added tubing, we've added ice skating. So those are definitely activities you can come up and participate in. But if you don't want to be active at all, we have the Last Run Lounge, which is, you know, the Last Run Lounge. And we also have a music series that we put on. Typically every Saturday we'll have a new different local band that comes in and plays from 4:30 to 6. That's free. You know, in food service, we've got this cute little bar, more of a food bar, where we're cooking cinnamon buns and, you know, all that kind of fun stuff. So it's an experience, not just get out, put your skis on and your snowboard and go out and ski or snowboard. It's fun. It's a fun family adventure or a couple's adventure or even a church group adventure. Lots to do. And our website, skisugar.com, really covers everything. You know, you and I can't cover everything that Sugar offers. But it's a well-rounded and diverse experience.
Well, our job is a little bit here on the Carolina Outdoors with the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's is just to tickle the fancy just enough to head on over to skisugar.com for more information and contact information of all the cool, fun things to do at Sugar Mountain. Kim, I hope you don't mind if I switch gears just a little bit, because not only are you a Sugar Mountain Resort person, but you are also, I mentioned, a competitive skier, but you're also an author. You've had a couple of books under your belt already. Fly Baby is one. Aviatrix is another. Two successful books. Tell us about your writing and about the things that Kimberly Yokel have going on moving into 2019.
Yeah, sure. I did write those books, which are memoirs. And now when you write a memoir or a couple memoirs, I'm thinking, you know, I've written everything there is to write about me, so I need to move into a new genre. So I've moved over to fiction, and now I'm attempting to put together a fiction book, a young adult fiction book about flying. I'm a pilot. I love to fly. It's a little scary sometimes, too, though. But anyway, I'm writing about what it would be like for a young adult girl, as a matter of fact, to learn to fly. And she, as a matter of fact, she wants to become a fighter pilot. She's She's a real strong-minded young lady who's learning to be a pilot against her dad's wishes. And she comes up against tons of obstacles, and that's where it is.
Hey Kim, who is your inspiration when you're sitting down to write, whether it be a memoir or whether it be a fiction book, a young adult fiction book? Who kind of inspired you in your writing?
Yeah, that's such a hard question. Each book, there's a different inspiration. My first book, The Aviatrix, I really wrote things down as it was therapeutic. I never intended to write a book, so I just wrote all this stuff down about flying and becoming a pilot, and that evolved into The Aviatrix. And as I began to write The Aviatrix, more of my life from a young girl to a member of the U.S. ski team, and then retiring from skiing, moving to Sugar, and getting into the business side of the ski industry, that started to just flow onto the paper. So that's how those two memoirs started. And then when I was finished with those two books, I really found a void. I didn't seem, there was no writing in my life. So I'm part of the 99s, which is a female aviation club around the world. And we had sponsored a Girl Scout event where we introduced young Girl Scouts to flying. And I thought to myself, wow, there's really nothing that I know. I'm sure there's lots out there, but I'd like to write a book that talks to young adults. And so that's where that inspiration came. And sometimes when I have an idea, I just begin without thinking and without realizing that it's an incredible amount of work. But I'm always taken by the fact that I have to start what I finish. Or finish what I start, I'm sorry. And so this is, you know, who knows where I'll go with this, but that's the inspiration for that book. So each one has its own story. There's not one broad inspiration.
It's fantastic.
Flying is really the center of it all.
Oh, that's a good answer. Flying is the inspiration. And one of the things we can do is fly down the ski slopes of Sugar. We look forward to that. We look forward to that 2019 book. Continue at the typewriter and get that down. Kimberly Yokel, we're going to head over to skisugar.com so that we can book our tickets and see what our schedule can be as far as skiing, ice skating, tubing, or maybe just listening to some good music there atop the mountain. Thank you so much, as always, for being a guest with us here on the Carolina Outdoors.
Thank you so much, Bill.
We're going to sign off now. We invite everyone to get outside, pick up your trash, and join us next weekend as we have four new segments of The Carolina Outdoors with the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Browns.